Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm Lisa Carpenter, master life coach to driven, ambitious humans who want more out of life without having to sacrifice themselves to achieve it. I'll share how it's possible to slow down, take better care of yourself, find more peace and ease, create sustainable energy, stop procrastination and overwhelm, and fall in love with your life, your business, and your body. This podcast is for you if you're ready to learn what it takes to thrive as a high performer, do less but achieve more, make you and your well-being a top priority, and create your extraordinary life. I'm so glad you're here. Well, hey, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. It's been a very, very long time since I have recorded a podcast episode in my car. This used to be kind of a standard way of me expressing myself, especially on the podcast. Just, you know, if you've been listening for a long time, this podcast started from me just having the courage to hit record and talk about whatever felt like it needed to come through me. And for so many of my clients, when I work with them, especially if they're, you know, entrepreneurs, or even if they're not entrepreneurs, a lot of CEOs, COOs, whole bunch of different, very interesting and amazing and phenomenal humans that I work with in all walks. But it always comes down to, are you willing to have the courage to just go do the thing when you don't know what the outcome is going to be? Are you willing to indulge that part of yourself that wants to say yes, but maybe you're afraid? So in a previous episode, I talked about how to work through fear and the steps you need to take to work through fear. So if you want to go back to that, I believe it's episode 245, how to master your fear and doubt to take control of your life. And today, you know, we're talking about courage, and courage is incredibly vulnerable. And I wanted to share this with you today, and I'm specifically recording this in my car because it was such a profound moment for me. So I know you're probably one of my regular listeners, and you know that 2023 has been, it's been a vibe. Let's just put it that way. It's been a vibe. Coach Lisa has been working through a tremendous amount of stuff in my own life, and I am so grateful for all of it, and I'm so grateful for the work that I've done on myself over the years, because this whole experience that I've been going through has really allowed me to see how much I've embodied this work, and I really lead from this deep place of embodiment. So I'm not perfect. You will never, in my personal opinion, ever reach full mastery of navigating your emotions and managing your energy when life is lifing, but man, you can get so much better at it. So today I had something happen to me that was just such a beautiful metaphor for what has been going on in my life and what has been going on in my business, and I wanted to share it with you while I was still really feeling it deeply and connected to the emotion of it. So I had an appointment early today, and traffic was just an absolute nightmare. Like, it was one of those days where it didn't matter which route you took, traffic was a nightmare. Now, the fastest way from point A to point B of where I was going, which ironically was to meet my in-person therapist, I couldn't even merge. Traffic was so bad. So I made the decision that I was going to take the long route. I'd given myself an hour to get there, which was ample time, but taking the long route meant I was going to be cutting it really close. So I had to be okay with potentially not being there on time. Now, there is one thing that is a huge pet peeve of mine. I hate being late. I like being on time. In fact, I'm the person that likes to be early. I always give myself extra time because I like to be early, or at least very much on time. I respect other people's time, and that's just something that's important to me. So I take the long route, which ended up being in traffic, and I'm watching the tracker show me how long it's going to take me to get there and recognizing, like, I'm going to be late. So I'm making peace with the fact that I'm going to be late. No problem. I can message her, and I can always start my session via phone in the car. And, you know, that's just a... There were a lot of things that came out of COVID, but everybody being a lot more flexible with how to connect was a really, really great one. right? Like, we can actually make phone calls now and have Zoom calls, and we don't always have to be in person. We aren't so strict with the rules. So that was really wonderful. I knew I could start that. So back to the story, still stuck in traffic, got my Google Maps going. I know where I'm going. I know where I am. I know where I need to be. I can see where I want to go, right? In my head, I can see where I want to go. And the next thing I know, I'm taking this exit and I'm down on this like island. So I live in the lower mainland of Vancouver, and there are all these like little islands, so to speak. So I'm down on this little island that I used to work on when I was in my 20s. I don't know why this is relevant, but it's relevant to the point of I still knew where I was. So I was lost, but I knew where I was. So I wasn't really lost, which is the whole point of this story. I knew how to get off the island. I knew what I needed to do to get back on the bridge, to get over the bridge, to get to my appointment, which now was getting even further and further. And I could feel the frustration building in me because I knew that I wasn't where I wanted to be. And I knew that I wasn't going to be where I wanted to be on time. And I pulled over and I had myself a little cry. And this is what I'm sharing with you, is how often do you tell yourself that you're lost when you're not lost, but you've just taken a detour and you don't like the detour. You want to be somewhere that you're not, and things are taking too long. So what do we end up doing? We go into frustration. Maybe we try harder. We push more. All the busyness that we get into, instead of allowing ourselves to recognize, well, wait a minute, what if I stop telling myself the story that I'm lost and I don't know where I'm going and I don't know what to do? And we just paused and realized, okay, I do have the vision. I do know the end result. I do know where I want to get to. And can you be at peace with letting it take as long as it takes to get there? Can you surrender to the fact that there's going to be detours? You're going to hit traffic. You might even come to a dead stop at some points while you regroup and get yourself back on course. It was really beautiful to recognize how the universe put me in this position so that I could literally see, oh, I have this new big goal and I have this new big dream, and that part of me that believes I should already be there, that part of me that believes that I know the best way, has been struggling with, well, wait a minute, I don't want it this way. I didn't want the lesson this way. I didn't want this to happen. I didn't ask for this detour. But I got everything that I needed to receive in order to step into the lessons and the gifts that I need for the next phase of my journey. And that's truly why I'm sharing this story with you, because I want you to really look back and ask yourself, you know, how often are you telling yourself that you're lost? When in fact, if you're honest with yourself and you sit down with a pen and piece of paper and ask yourself, what do you want? You actually know what that is. So many of the women I work with, that question, what do you want, takes their breath away, because they've never asked themselves, they've never had the courage to sit down with themselves and really be honest about what it is they want. It's easier for them to go into the story of things aren't working, I'm lost, I don't know what to do, I don't know how to get to where I want to get to because I don't even know where it is I want to get to. So today, just a short and sweet episode, but I really would love for you to ponder, what is it that you want? And can you be okay with not knowing when that's going to come together for you, how you're going to get there, what route you're going to take? Can you fall in love with the thought of just knowing that what you want is enough? Can you fall in love with the journey, even if it comes with a few shit sandwiches, detours, can you fall in love with not being attached to the time that it takes to make your vision a reality? And it might be in your life a new job, it might be starting a business, it might be a new relationship, it can be anything. Really just comes back to that question of what do you want? What do you want? So, moral of the story for me, it was just so profound that as much as I wanted to go into this story of I was lost, I wasn't lost. I knew where I wanted to go. I know where I want to go today. And just like you, I have to be willing to fall in love with the journey, be patient, allow all the twists and turns, and trust that everything is always working out for my highest and greatest good. So, even this story, right? Had this not happened, I wouldn't be able to share this with you. And I am trusting that somebody, one of you that is listening, is going to be like, holy shit, I needed to hear that today. She's right. I'm not lost. I'm just frustrated with all the detours and the traffic. So on that note, have a wonderful day. Take amazing care of you. And I will catch you on the next episode.